The MBTA will cut service next year on trains, buses, and ferries as ridership remains low during the pandemic. The T's Fiscal Management and Control Board voted 3-2 yesterday to make the service changes, though not as dramatic as the MBTA proposed last month. Noel Hugh, BUR's Zininjor and Wemeka joins us now to talk about the cuts. Good morning, Zininjor.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the changes that are coming. What can riders expect?
Well, if you use the bus, subway, or commuter rail, you can expect to wait a little bit longer for your ride. The T is reducing the frequency of service across all three. Now, additionally, 5 commuter rail stations will be closed and weekend service will be suspended on most lines. There will be weekend service at reduced levels on the Worcester, Providence, Newburyport, Rockport, Middleborough, and Fairmont lines. On buses, the T is cutting 20 routes there, consolidating 16, and shortening a few others. Now, transit officials said these cuts were based largely on ridership levels and where they saw a critical need for transit service, such as among essential workers.
Well, it's a long list of cuts, but they were scaled back from what the T originally proposed, as we said a few moments ago. What has changed?
Well, what changed was all the public feedback. The T received thousands of public comments. And really, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of criticism from elected officials, transit advocates, and community groups. Transit officials said they heard that feedback loud and clear, and they adjusted the service cuts. So, for example, the T was going to cut late night bus and train service, but now will keep both running past midnight. Also, the T was going to eliminate all ferry service, but will now keep some service on the Hingham Hall ferry. And interestingly, one change came during the control board's deliberations yesterday. The T originally wanted to end weekday commuter rail service at 9 p.m., but after some discussion, the board revised that, so the T will be able to adjust commuter rail hours as needed instead of putting in place a set cutoff time. And Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says when it comes to cuts, the T is doing better than other public transit agencies in other cities.
I do not see what the T is proposing as anywhere close to a doomsday scenario. This is a service adjustment which is providing more than adequate service for the number of riders we have and expect to have for the remainder of the current fiscal year.
All right, that's Stephanie Pollack. Zininjor, how are people responding to these cuts? What do we know so far?
Well, many transit advocates are not happy, even with the revisions. Some say the cuts are reckless and unnecessary, and many believe this just isn't great timing as there's a vaccine on the horizon. They say the T should be focusing on the region's economic recovery and not limiting service. There also continues to be skepticism about whether the T will be able to restore service once these cuts are implemented.
We should point out that riders won't be the only ones impacted by the service cuts. How are these changes going to affect MBTA workers?
Yeah, that's a big question. Right now, it's unclear how this will affect jobs at the T. You can presume that with less service, you're going to need fewer workers to operate the system. There was a recent report that estimated more than 800 jobs would be lost, but that was under the T's original plan. And when General Manager Steve Poftak was asked about this yesterday, he wouldn't definitively say whether there will be job cuts or furloughs.
We are currently, I think, in productive discussions with our labor stakeholders about how we would realize savings and how we would deal with lower levels of service. There is the potential that this will result in job loss, but that is an ongoing discussion.
Zininjor, when are these cuts going to go into effect? When are riders going to start to feel this?
Well, most of the service changes will be implemented between January and March, so pretty soon here. And there is one key thing to point out as well. The T plans to put off some service decisions until February. That's when it starts its budget process for next fiscal year. At that point, the T plans to review all service decisions, and the agency expects to have more information about ridership trends and the potential for federal funding. So there could be more cuts on the way, or some service could be restored.
Zeninjor, a little bit more about the money. The T's projected budget gap was north of $580 million. What's it saying about whether these cuts will close that gap?
Yeah, that is really interesting. I mean, the T, as you know, the T is facing a major budget crisis. There is that huge gap that they're expecting for next fiscal year. And these service changes are part of the MBTA's efforts to close that budget gap. Now, General Manager Steve Poftak said yesterday that the transit agency doesn't have a final estimate of the savings from the modified service cuts that were approved, but it is expected to be less than the roughly $92 to $95 million they estimated under the original service cut proposal.
All right. Well, that's something else to look at as we go forward. WBUR's Zeninjor and Nwemeka, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Sure thing.